Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are talking Stafford Junction this morning, and we have a couple of folks with us. We welcome back to the program from Stafford Junction. Lynn Hamilton is back with us. Lynn, it's good to see you. It's been too long.
It has been good to see you as well. I'm excited to share about Stafford Junction with everybody
today.
Yeah,
we're gonna get caught up, and we welcome to the program for the first time Jill Smedley. She is the Children's Program Manager that deals with brain builders, and we're going to talk about what's been going on this summer at Stafford Junction. Jill, it's great to have you here this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in, Lynn. To start things off, let's talk a little bit about what Stafford Junction is, because for people who don't know about it, Stafford Junction has been around for a few years and is doing just fantastic things for kids in Stafford County.
Indeed. So Stafford Junction actually got started about 15 years ago. Started off in the Old Forge neighborhood. And what they found in a police report is that that neighborhood had a higher than normal crime rate. And looking at it in depth, they said, what's going on here? Who's doing it? The time frame. And what they found is a lot of it was kids, and a lot of it, unfortunately, was kids that had dropped out of school. So they got together with the community leaders and churches and said, how do we fix this? How do we stop this momentum? And with that, that was kind of the birth of Brain Builders. It was Old Forge Brain Builders at the time, Old Forge Junction, and they started some Bible studies and scouting troops in there. And what they found, surprisingly, was 2 years later, the crime rate was in half. And they found that about 90% of the kids were back in school and 80% were graduating. So that was kind of the beginning of our Brain Builder program that we have today. So fast forward a little bit more, we're now at 6 neighborhoods, not just the one anymore, plus some of the hotels along the Route 17 I-95 corridor, because unfortunately sometimes when the families get displaced, that's where they end up.
Yeah.
We've got, I know Jill will talk about it a little bit more, but this is the elementary schools, the middle school, and the high school Brain Builder program. The building that we have is the old Enon Community Center. And thanks to Doris Buffett and the Sunshine Lady Foundation, that building was purchased for us about 4 years ago, and that it became our job to be good stewards of that gift and take good care of it. So we've been doing quite a bit of makeover on it for the last couple of months.
Well, I know we've talked about that when all that was going on, to just to get that building, the old Enon Community Center. That was really a big deal.
Yes, it was. And it was done just before I arrived at Stafford Junction. So when my first day at Stafford Junction, I'm looking in closets and going, okay, we need a good cleaning to start with. But it's been a blessing. And we always thank Doris and the Sunshine Lady Foundation for all their efforts. And, of course, those that donated to her foundation to allow that to happen for us.
Well, I know Charlie Jett, the former Stafford sheriff, played a big part in Stafford Junction. And always when he would come in here, we would talk about it, of just what's happened at Stafford Junction and the story. I mean, it should be a movie someday, because it really is. It's a story, and you just think that this whole model could be used in a lot of different areas.
Absolutely. And when we step back and take a look at what we have been able to do, not only with the building, but for the community and the number of kids and the families and everything, sometimes even we step back and go, wow, how is this all happening? And really, it comes from the generosity of a lot of kind hearts and those that will open their wallet or give of their time and talent here in Stafford County.
Lynn, I don't know if I ever asked you this. How did you get involved with Stafford Junction? What's your story?
Well, I was born and raised in San Diego, and moved here with my husband and my daughter in 2014. I had a wonderful stepson, his beautiful wife, and two of the cutest grandkids on the planet that were out here, and they were encouraging us to come out. My husband was retired law enforcement. Yeah. My daughter had just got her master's degree in history. And so that brought us out this direction. And I had been in real estate in California for several years, had done fairly well, and was very pleased with and proud of that, and brought some of that training talent here. And then I was thought, I was looking for something different. So by accident, happenstance, fell across the posting for this community development position, and I went, I've done this before. I'd been with a school district in California. So when looking it over, I reached out to Carrie, who was the executive director at the time, and said, I think I may be who you're looking for. And so went in, interviewed with her, and was hired on the spot.
Yeah. No, you're enthusiastic about it, and you are. You were the person for that job.
Thank you.
Jill Smedley, how did you get involved with Stafford Junction?
It was actually kind of by accident. I just graduated from college, and I was looking for kind of a buffer period of job just to kind of make ends meet until my business kind of took off the ground. And Carrie was actually my pastor at the time and reached out to me, who was the executive director, and said, you know, we have this job opening working with kids, and I love children. I've been a figure skating coach and worked with kids all my life and been a nanny. And so I got to the Stafford Junction, and I thought, you know, I'm working this job. This is great. And then I fell in love with the kids, and I couldn't really leave. So I actually did leave for a short period, and I came back because I got a job offer from Carrie, who had actually given me a recommendation for the job I was at. So it's hard to leave the kids, you know.
Yeah.
They're really amazing. They changed my life, honestly. It's, you know, I could sit there and say that we're making this big impact on theirs, but they're really making it on ours.
Wow. And boy, what's exciting is just both of you, just the passion you have for the kids. I mean, I think that's part of the Stafford Junction story. Mm-hmm. Just those of you that this isn't just a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that you really care about.
We do, and you know, every day we walk in the office, and I think we're excited to take on whatever comes at us. I mean, some days we're in the office until 9 o'clock at night, and then we turn around and come back the next day,
yeah.
And we're still smiling when we come in the next morning. So we must be doing something right.
Yeah.
Well, what you're doing, we're going to get as we go along this morning. We're going to get into Brain Builders and what's been going on this summer, but. I guess for a long time, I just thought that what Stafford Junction did was kind of relegated to what was happened during the school year. But seeing what you've been involved with this summer, I mean, you're involved with these kids throughout.
Yeah, we really try to engage the kids the whole year. Our kids deal with food scarcity and housing, and you know, they don't know whether or not they're going to have the house the next month. And really, it's important to develop relationships and maintain those throughout the year and ensure that we're really caring for these kids and making sure that they graduate high school. That's really our biggest goal, is to making sure they graduate high school. After that, really, whatever they choose is what we'll support. So,
boy, and I guess you're dealing with a lot of situations and with kids and families and circumstances that a lot of us don't even realize are things that are even going on around here.
Yeah, and in Stafford County, I guess it's kind of like the best worst kept secret in Stafford County is the fact that we have all these low income neighborhoods. Is that, you know, they're really untapped areas that really don't get served as much as they could be. Growing up in Stafford County my entire life, I never knew these neighborhoods even existed.
Stafford County is a unique community in that, according to some reports, it's rated as the 6th wealthiest community in the state of Virginia, with an average median income of $97,000 based on one report that I saw.
Yeah.
From there are the tucked away neighborhoods, and those are the ones that we tap into. Their average income is anywhere from $20,000, maybe $30,000 for a family, which puts them in a low income status. But what's also interesting to find out is our core mission is to help break that chain of poverty through education. And that's why we focus so much on making sure the kids are ready to go to school and are ready to learn. And we'll talk about how we do that, you know, after the break coming up.
Yeah.
But there's some exciting stuff that is going on. And again, these communities are the ones that are tucked away that you don't see as you're driving around town.
We need to take a break, but when we come, before we do, I want to get, and we're going to talk about this a lot as we go along this morning, just the fact that I'm sure you need volunteers for different things,
yes.
Or
yes.
People to partner along.
Yes.
If someone's interested in volunteering, and as they continue to hear this morning, what's the best way to contact you to let you know that they're interested?
The quickest way is through email or through our website. The email that's easiest to go to is info@StaffordJunction.org or our website, which is StaffordJunction.org.
Okay, StaffordJunction.org. That's where you can find out about all of this. We are talking about Stafford Junction this morning with Jill Smedley and Lynn Hamilton. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stafford Junction, our focus this morning with Lynn Hamilton and Jill Smedley. We talked a little bit in the first segment, and Lynn, about just overall what Stafford Junction does. And you mentioned a little bit about just the summer programs. It's been a busy summer.
It has been.
At Stafford Junction.
Yes. In fact, we giggle. What could possibly go wrong on the last day of our summer program?
Oh, my word.
About 50 or 60 kids getting ready to come in.
What could go wrong?
Bounce houses and a tornado warning.
Oh, yeah.
Take cover now.
And
yeah,
lots
so that was
of
fun.
Rain. Well, it was just crazy because we had this party trailer coming. Someone was kind enough to donate a party trailer for us. And I think we set everything up and took everything down about five times because every time the tornado warning would come back, we'd have to break everything down, get all the kids inside. And actually, it worked out with the rain because we were playing with water balloons, so the kids had a good time.
Yeah.
And turned everything into a slip and slide.
Well, it makes it memorable.
It definitely
was. It does indeed.
I swear, I told the volunteers the last time we put everything up, I'm like, I promise, it's the last time. There's no more thunderstorms coming. It's the last time. And they all rolled their eyes at me, and I'm thinking, probably thinking, how crazy is this woman making us set up a takedown?
What happened this summer? What all did you do at Stafford Junction?
Oh, what didn't happen? So we had STEM camp to kick off the summer, and STEM, for those of you who don't know, is science, technology, engineering, and math. And what we try to engage the kids in is not only our Brain Builders program and our summer math and reading program, but kind of showing where else school can take them. And STEM allows kids to see, you know, robotics and utilize math and critical thinking skills and problem solving skills. So we had about, I think, 15, 16 kids come and partake in that. And that was the first camp that we had. And that went off extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have the baseball camp. Yeah, the summer baseball camp. We have about 90 kids every year involved. And that allows us to have the kids develop positive mutual relationships with the police because they're the ones who put on the camps. They also see a lot of these police in the neighborhood. It kind of develops a friendly face, someone that they can relate to and talk to and feel like they can have confidence in speaking out to if need be. And then we have Summer Junction, which is just 5 weeks of craziness. Nonstop craziness. Mondays and Wednesdays are our little kids, and they come in and they have these sweet faces and they're excited to be there, and really you could do just about anything from Play-Doh to bubbles and they're entertained.
Yeah.
And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's about 40 to 60 elementary age kids who are very excited to be there and very loud and boisterous, and it's so much fun just to see all their faces, and there's a lot of energy in that room that day.
Well, and you think about the number of kids that you dealt with, and you worked with all these programs, and who knows what they might have been doing this summer, and you had them in a safe environment, and you were, they were learning, doing wholesome things, and that's what's exciting about this, too.
Yeah, it is. A lot of our kids' parents work full-time or work three jobs, which equals over full-time.
Yeah.
And, through no fault of their own, they're just kids at home. So we're able to be that support for those parents who are working hard and be able to step in and provide that safe space. So it's really a blessing that we are able to do what we do.
Yeah. We talk about the gifts from the community that help support us and sustain us. And last year we had one of our vans break down at the beginning of the summer program. And I'm thinking, teaching kids to hitchhike is probably not a good life skill that we want to go down. We were actually being interviewed at the time by WUSA Channel 9 TV out of D.C. for a segment they do called Impact. And because of that, they were able to generate funds, and Sheehy Toyota had, I guess, donated at cost to them or allowed them to purchase a 2014 Toyota Sienna van. And so now we have not only one, but two of them.
Wow.
Plus we had another car donated by Dominion Energy a year or so ago. So that really gave us the vehicles that we needed to go out to the communities that we serve and bring the kids in. We could not have done it without those extra vehicles. And so the fun part of bringing that in is that all the kids get t-shirts. So around town, you're going to see these little lime green t-shirts running around. We have an art contest every year for the kids to design a front design based off the theme of that year's program. And then, of course, the back is all of our sponsors that help pay for the t-shirts. Mm-hmm. So you'll see these lime green t-shirts running around town. We keep them busy, engaged. There's a math segment, a science segment, hands-on, outside activities. Mm-hmm. So it's healthy living as well as education. I hope they're not listening because I don't want them to know that we are actually teaching them stuff in the midst of those games. So, but again, it's a fun time for them. And we feed them.
Yeah, it is really wonderful. We are able to get about 100 what are called Tie Me Over bags out a week. And that allows the kids to have between 4 to 5 meals in each of those bags. And normally, this year we were able to give 2 bags to every kid, so they were able to have a full week's worth of meals every week for 5 weeks.
What a blessing that is to all those families.
Oh, yeah. We have food scarcity is a huge thing in our neighborhoods. A lot of, you know, food just all year round. Food and brain builders is such a critical component of helping these kids function. Because if your brain's not nourished, you can't learn. Yeah. So,
and most of these kids that we serve as well, 90% of them are on free lunch at school, which means they're getting breakfast and lunch at school. Mm-hmm. They're not in school. They're not getting fat. And Jill talked about the Tide Me Over bags. We had one group of churches that brought in together 5 denominations of churches, and they took care of our little kids, the Monday and Wednesday group. And Tide Me Over bags came in every Wednesday with 4 breakfast, lunch, and snack items to tide them over until Monday when they came back to see us. But for them to pull all those denominations together to work together as a team was amazing.
And it's really truly a reflection of what we do. Is we are faith-based, but we do work with every and all faiths and denominations. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so beautiful about what we do is that we are able to work with everyone.
Yeah.
And that just is showing love to everyone, not only our kids, but to the community and really building that community.
Well, you said something, Jill, a few minutes ago that I thought was really interesting when you talked about just trying to show them, you know, showing them where school can take them.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great thing you're doing there. That and just the way you do it, you know, Lynn, of saying, you know, I mean, you're teaching them, you know, even in times that they don't know they're getting taught. But education is the way to break the cycle in a lot of this.
It is. Education is so crucial. And what we, you know, even with our high schoolers, what we emphasize is, you know, graduate high school. So many doors will open up for you if you just graduate high school.
Yeah.
And if we can develop that confidence in elementary students to feel like they can accomplish that, then we're really guiding them towards that graduation of high school. At that point, success is really up to them. We don't care what kind of job you go into as long as you feel that you're successful in that job. So mm-hmm. really trying to instill that confidence at that young age to kind of carry them through all the way through high school, just to graduate high school. It makes such a big impact.
Yeah. And for some of our kids, 2 years ago, we had 6 graduate from that had been with us for several years, graduated high school. It was my understanding that they were the first ones in their family to have a high school diploma. And 4 of those kids went off to college. 1 went in the military, which is something he had always wanted to do. And the other one is working a full-time job. And the coolest thing ever is when we have one of our little ones at the elementary school. There's one in particular going into 3rd grade this year. And we get invited to their high school graduation. And they're not even ready to graduate yet, but they're already thinking that far down the road that dropping out is not an option.
And they've developed that confidence in themselves
mm-hmm.
that is required. And that is one thing that our program does, is we really focus on relationships. Relationships are such a pivotal point in these kids' lives, because for some of our kids, I'm not saying all of them, but for some of them, their front door often is a revolving door. And so they need that long-term, that cohesive relationship that's going to be there and be strong for them. And so that's what we do, and they're able to have that relationship with us to develop that confidence.
Exactly.
So.
And you're doing it, you're getting them at such an early age.
Mm-hmm. Early intervention is critical. Early intervention is so critical in what we do. You know, we do get kids in high school who, you know, were struggling in high school and then turn out to be very successful because they work hard and we're able to put those labor hours into them. But really starting at an early age, because one of our recent graduates, he started with us in 3rd grade. And he now has full scholarships to college. And just that early intervention is really what's so critical.
How exciting is that?
It is. It is really amazing to watch these kids blossom and grow. And again, to have that continuity and continuation of the same volunteer coming back at them. When I had a kid look up at one of my volunteers one day a couple years ago when he says, I'll see you, you know, day after tomorrow. And the kid looked at him and said, yeah, I've heard that before. That just broke my heart. And so you're right. It is so important to have that relationship with them, that consistency with them, so they know we are their biggest cheerleader and failure is not going to be an option. So, and we know in elementary school, especially with the reading program, kindergarten, first and second, they are learning to read. Third grade on, they're reading in order to learn. Because you think about the curriculum, that's when they really start. So that's why we love going back even earlier and catching them as soon as possible to start giving them that support and that guidance.
Mm-hmm. Exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It is really exciting what you're doing there. Stafford Junction, our focus this morning. Lynn Hamilton here. Jill Smedley is here. We will continue this. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Brain Builders and what's involved with that. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More with Stafford Junction on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stafford Junction, our focus this morning. Lynn Hamilton is here. She's the Community Development Manager. And Jill Smedley's here, the Children's Program Manager. And also, we're going to get in and talk to her this morning as we go along about Brain Builders, too. I'm just, the stories and the enthusiasm that you both have, this is a fantastic program to talk about, Lynn. I mean, it's exciting, the stuff that's going on at Stafford Junction.
It is indeed, and thank you for the opportunity to share with the community what we're doing. But what's more, I think sometimes more impressive of what we're doing, it's how it's getting done. You talk about community support, we're basically majorly funded by grants and donations. Mm-hmm. So let me just share a quick rattle down of numbers for you. In our Brain Builder program, we're at 6 elementary schools, 1 middle school, 1 high school. Every year, there's approximately 150 kids enrolled in the program. During this school year of October to the end of April or May, each of those kids get about 50 hours of homework help, reading help, and math help. During that time that they come to us, they're coming to us after school, so they're also hungry. Their lunch is already worn off and they're ready to eat.
Yeah.
So due to the partnership that we have with our local churches, a few restaurants, and individuals, last year we provided 5,769, yes, I counted them, meals for our kids after school. Along with that, we know that water is the best hydration for their little brains. So I calculated up there was 540 gallons of water that went into these kids during their Brain Builder sessions with us. So again, all that comes from donations. We have about 120 volunteers that help during the school year alone. Our goal is to keep it a 2-to-1 ratio. I say in a perfect world, to make me happy, I would love to see 1-on-1. That way we know that child is getting the specific instruction, support, and help that they need 1-on-1 or 2-to-1. So we're also right now getting ready to go. We are going to be giving out between the 250 and 275 backpacks. Last year, what we gave out was about the 250, 260 range. That was one backpack selected by the kids, filled by us, out the door every 2 minutes for 8 hours straight, nonstop. In addition, while they were coming in to get their backpacks, we partnered with the Lions Club to get their hearing and vision van out there. We were able to identify 6 or 7 kids that actually needed glasses.
Yeah.
And the Lions Club has a program that they support and get those done. We also had haircuts for them. So the kids can come in that are registered to get a free haircut or a trim, get their eyes and hearing checked, get their backpacks, their school supplies, and that's a lot of backpacks, and that's a lot of glue sticks. So those are things that, when you look at the numbers, we even sit back and go, wow. And the thousands of hours of volunteer time during the Brain Builder school year, again, our volunteers are phenomenal, but we're always looking for additional hands and time to come in.
You must be a number. You must like numbers.
Well, it's when I started calculating these, it was like, dang, that's impressive. So because I do a lot of the community events and the community speaking, I like to be able to go out and say, this is what we do by the numbers. Yes, the kids are behind there. I know when we do our volunteer orientation and our volunteer training before school starts, the last instructions that I give them is how to take the proper stand with their feet few inches apart, nice and firm, because when those kids come in and see you, they will come and plow you down for a hug. So I jokingly tell my volunteers, if you get knocked over, I'll laugh. So, because I warned you, those kids, they're such a bond. When our kids cry at the end of the Brain Builder session that they don't want us to leave, that's powerful. And when I've got students from the University of Mary Washington or our high school programs that come in and volunteer to help with those kids, when their required volunteer hours are completed that they may need for a class or a program, and they call me and go, I don't want to leave, I want to stay, can I stay? It's like, absolutely. So that speaks volumes. So it's amazing, amazing what this community is able to do. And again, all we have to do is let them know what we need, and the community comes through every time.
You know, it's funny because I was actually in Lynn's orientation the first time I was at Stafford Junction, which was when I was an intern, and I should have listened a little more intently to that stance recommendation.
Did you get plowed over?
Yeah, actually I did. A few weeks after Brain Builders had ended, we were in one of the neighborhoods up in northern Stafford, and three of the girls who I had been working with and trying to really build relationships with nearly knocked me down. And I get out of there and I look to Lynn and I was like, you know what? I should have listened to you a little more intently.
Yeah.
Because my stance, it just wasn't on par for today.
Well, we have talked a number of times, has come up about Brain Builders, and that's what you do. Jill, talk about that.
Brain Builders, I love this program. Honestly, it's just such a testament to the love we have for the community and the kids. So Brain Builders is a after-school tutoring program, and like Lynn said, we function in 8 schools. We currently have about 10 programs. 9 of those programs are within the schools. We just expanded to offer a reading program at one of our schools down at Rocky Run. That program has been great. The kids who are struggling in reading more go about 3 days a week instead of 2 days a week, which is, we've seen a significant improvement among those readers, and that has been such a blessing to see. But the program itself is just such a wonderful thing because it's after school, so the kids go straight from their class to us. So we're that familiar face after they finish school. You know when you come home and you have that after-school snack, we're there with their dinner. They come in, and we spend about 15 minutes eating, and then they go straight into working on their homework. And once homework is done, we work on actually playing some games with learning things like math and reading. We really focus on math and reading because we believe those are the two gateway subjects to everything. And without, at a certain point in time in your math career, you have to be able to read word problems so well that you can comprehend all that information and then do the math required for it. And I knew that was something I struggled with as a kid, and to know that these kids are getting the help that they need in those areas is so significant. And you know, the volunteers really truly make the difference, as Lynn said. We are constantly striving to have that 2-to-1 ratio, and in an ideal world, we really would have a 1-on-1 ratio. But that 2-to-1 is so significant, because if it's 3-to-1, you're babysitting. You're babysitting. And we have, you know, community members. We love our retired teachers. I cannot say enough nice things about our retired teachers. You guys have given your lives to students, and, you know, we come and ask for a little bit more. But that's where who really makes an impact, too, is, you know, they develop those relationships and they know how to get a kid to where they need to be in school.
Yeah.
So they can look at a kid who's struggling on subtraction and say, you know, here's 5 different ways to think about it. And then one of them was, chances are, they can make it work. So, and our selection process is really simple. We look at kids within our neighborhoods. We have the 6 neighborhoods that we serve. So those are our qualifying points. And then we look at whether the child's on free or reduced lunch. That is something that is kind of if they're not, then we can't serve them unless it's a special circumstance. There are certain discretionary factors that we can have, like the child is not in their parents' custody any longer, but they would meet those requirements otherwise. And then they're struggling in school. We're here to help those kids. We're here to bridge that gap. We're here to ensure that they have that educational help that they need. And I honestly, I can't say enough about our volunteers. They are just so incredible, and they dedicate so much of their time. They plan things for the kids. You know, they don't have to plan things for the kids in those tutoring sessions, but they do. And, you know, having that 2-to-1 ratio, they're able to look at those kids and see the problem and progress and work on specific issues. So we are truly, truly blessed to have everyone that we do have, and to work with the kids that we do. The kids are awesome. Yeah. I can't say enough about those kids.
Yeah. I think the other great point that, again, in putting this puzzle together, if you will, is our partnership with the schools, whether it be the front office staff, the principals, the reading specialist, math specialist, counselor. All of these people play an integral part of this puzzle of making sure we've got the right kids. Can we help them? Are they, you know, do they meet the qualifications that are, you know, lined out in our grant requirements sometimes? And so, again, it's just a great partnership with, again, the schools and the community and the local churches and the restaurants and the, you know, everyone that steps in and plays a part to make this all happen is far beyond amazing.
And the schools are so willing to do much more than just during the school year. They helped us plan our summer program. They provided us with, you know, struggle areas that kids have in reading that we can work on. We had a math specialist step in and say, hey, I'll help you develop your summer math program. And then I emailed him recently and said, hey, will you help me analyze the data, because I know you know what you're looking at. And he said, yeah, no problem, whatever you need. And the schools are just so great, and the people in the schools are amazing. I think I've gotten in one too many conversations about buying clothes at Walmart with some of the ladies in the front office. I think we gab quite a bit, but they truly are amazing. So the schools make a difference, and they really make our job easy, and they allow us to do what we do, and we can't say thank you enough.
What a great partnership. I mean, everyone's helping, and ultimately the kids are the ones that win here.
Yeah, they do.
We think of our Brain Builder program, and what we do is the bridge between the wonderful job that the schools and the teachers are doing at the school site during the day and what may or may not be happening at home. Again, a lot of these kids just need that extra TLC. I know sometimes, you know, people perceive kids in these low-income neighborhoods as not driven or not motivated. That is farthest from the truth. And they are. You know, they want to learn, but if they have that stumbling block, they don't know at home how to fix it or how to solve it. So we're kind of that bridge between the wonderful work that teachers are doing at the school site and what they need to do once they get home.
Well, and so often, even kids even in well-off families need to have tutors and help. So it makes sense, and especially if you're when you said that a number of recent graduates, you know, were the first to graduate high school in their family. You talk about breaking the cycles, Stafford Junction really is doing that.
Yeah. And through our additional programs, too, yes, majority of our programs are child-orientated, but we also have another little side component of our healthy living and life skills. Mm-hmm. And Olga does an amazing job with doing parenting classes and classes for the ladies to engage with. I know she has done several banking classes and has partnered with several of the local banks, everything from writing resumes to understanding banking, understanding, you know, the basic concepts and what to be aware of. We've partnered with the Sheriff's Department. They've come in and done defense classes with the ladies. And so there's been a lot that we've brought into their plate as well. I know some of these ladies have their own little business, so we helped them with business cards one day. It's pulling not only just the kids, but the reaching out to the family as a unit as well. And I know Jill talked about those Tide Me Over bags. The first day we sent a batch home, and there was a note from the church groups that had provided those, I got a call from a mom who was literally in tears. And she says, now, I don't have to pay for this, right? And it's like, no, there's no charge to that. And she says, you are an answer to prayer. She says, you know, we're all working, we're trying really hard, but when the kids are out of school, there's just that gap.
Yeah.
And you are an answer to prayer, because now I know the kids will have something to snack on and to have, and I know that you guys feed them a lunch once you get them there. And so, again, that's another piece of that puzzle, as I like to say, that we put together for not only the kids, but for the family as well.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to wrap this up with Stafford Junction and talk more about how you can get involved when we come back with Lynn Hamilton and Jill Smedley on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Great show today. We were talking about just the fantastic stuff happening at Stafford Junction. Lynn Hamilton here. Jill Smedley is here. We've talked a lot about needs, Lynn, and we'll again mention there's just a lot of ways people can help Stafford Junction.
Absolutely. We kind of label it as we're looking for their time, their talent, their treasures, and, of course, their trust. And speaking about trust, and we mentioned that Doris Buffett and the Sunshine Lady Foundation are the ones that had purchased the building for us, and now it's our responsibility to make sure that building is maintained and well taken care of. We have been blessed far beyond anything we could imagine with the individuals and the businesses that have stepped up and said, hey, I can do that for you. I can fix that for you. I can take care of that for you.
Yeah.
And our latest one is about a $15,000 makeover to our basketball court. Kids in the neighborhood come in because there's really no other place for them to go in the area. So a quick shout out to United Bank, which donated a decent amount of money to get us started with those basketball hoops to replace the ones that were there. They're now mounted 5 feet down and about 2,000 pounds of concrete. I don't think they're going to go anywhere anytime soon. And then Virginia Paving stepped up and said they would repave the basketball court for us. And their partner, Mullen Marking, Travis stepped up and said, yeah, we'll mark it for you. So that's been completely redone along with numerous other things. So go to our website at staffordjunction.org. On the thank you link, there'll be a list of all the wonderful businesses that have stepped up over the last several months, over the last several years, that have done wonderful donations to make that building safer, more energy efficient. Window World came in a year ago, replaced all the windows in there. I jokingly said they'd been left over from the War of 1812. They kind of laughed, but they understood what I meant when they got there.
They were old.
They were old. They were very old. And they were painted shut. You know, you couldn't open them, you couldn't close them.
Yeah.
So, again, please go to the website, check out those. Support those who are supporting us. And that's the one thing that I would ask you. Other ways that you can help Stafford Junction. Right now, we are in the midst of collecting school supplies. I know that there's a lot of other organizations that are doing it well. I'm amazed at the number of kids that don't have a backpack and school supplies to go back to school. And there's nothing worse on the first day of school for the teachers who, okay, bring out your pencils, and the kid has one that's broken and the tip eraser chewed off because that was all they had or that's all they could find. So we make sure that our kids get started with a fresh set of school supplies. The other thing that we found was a gap is a lot of these kids didn't have school supplies even at home to do their homework with. So this year, I would love to see additional supplies come in so that we can do that homework station for them, to give them a basic supply of things so they can get homework done during the school year. So we're looking for those that would be interested in helping us with providing meals. One school once a month for 15 or 20 meals. If you're an individual, a restaurant, a group or organization that you go, hey, I can do that, let me know and get a hold of me. Again, we mentioned the school supplies. Skills for maintaining our building. If you love to pull weeds, you know what? We got weeds. We've had the two front flower beds redone by one of our church partners a few weeks back. And yeah, it still came with weeds. So if that's something you'd like to do. And then, of course, the volunteers for the tutoring. In a perfect world, I would love to see 125 to 150 volunteers, whether you do the 1 day a week or the 2 days a week for a particular school. Again, the program runs from October to April, and it's only an hour and a half. because we asked the volunteers to get there at 3:30 in the afternoon to the specific school site. They're done at 5, and so basically it's an hour and a half of their time once or twice a week.
StaffordJunction.org is the website. In the last minute or so, Jill, can you tell us the story of Caleb?
Caleb.
Yay.
We all love him. So he's the sweetest kid. He came to us when he was in about third grade. And on the first day of his freshman year of high school, he became homeless. And that truly impacts a kid's their motivation. So Caleb, through high school, worked diligently. He worked to support his family. So he also works part-time job all through high school. And I think he's moved towards a full-time job at this point. And he's going to be graduating soon, and he already graduated.
He did.
Graduated. I forget that it's the end of the summer some days. Time flies when you're having fun, right? So he graduated, and he will be attending Albright University with scholarships to pay for his entire first year's tuition.
Wow, it gives you chills.
Oh, it does.
That is the epitome of breaking that chain of poverty. And his family have lived in a hotel for all 4 years. He had every reason to fail, and he didn't. He's the example.
StaffordJunction.org. Lynn Hamilton, Jill Smedley, thank you so much. Wow, we'll do this again and continue, because these are great stories. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you. Go to our website and check it out.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.